Hey guys, in this episode, I'm going to talk about a little tidbit of information from Nassim Taleb. I love reading his books. I love reading his information. So in this one, I cover the anti-fragility of information, talk a little bit about internet censorship and some possible implications of internet censorship and how it applies to Nassim Taleb's concepts. So if you're interested, which I know you are, sit back, take a listen. Oh, by the way, before we get started, going to be a couple ads, so just buckle up for a minute. Thanks. So, in light of what's going on YouTube and other social media platforms regarding censorship, I want to meditate for a second on a passage from Nassim Taleb's Anti-Fragile. And let's take a look here. So I am in chapter 2, I believe, Overcompensation and Overreaction Everywhere, page 49. And he talks about, here's the subtitle of this paragraph here. It says, "Please ban my book, The Anti-Fragility of Information. Information is anti-fragile. It feeds more on attempts to harm it than it does on efforts to promote it. For instance, many wreck their reputation merely trying to defend them." Okay, so first off, the first statement here is easy, right? Information feeds more on attempts to harm it than it does on efforts to promote it. So he goes into more detail later, actually. So let me go ahead and read this. Oh yeah, so he says we learn. Oh yeah, criticism for a book is a truthful, unfaked badge of attention, signaling that it is not boring, and boring is the only very bad thing for a book. So that's a good explanation of what he's referring to here. Once again, criticism for a book is a truthful, unfaked badge of attention, signaling that it is not boring, and boring is the only very bad thing for a book. So we can apply this to beyond books. What's going on right now with social media? There's a lot of censorship. I mean, there's actually censorship across the board. It's left and right, but the mainstream media focus is on the right? They're going after people like Jordan Peterson. And actually, it's not even just right. Like, Jordan Peterson isn't a right-wing guy. But they're going after people like Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan, and many others who are just not radical lefties. So according to the hypothesis here, or the thinking, the reasoning of Nassim Taleb, one reason people, I guess, also call this the Streisand effect. But let me focus here. So here's the idea, is that when you try to ban information, there's a couple things that's going on. One, it shows that the information is interesting enough that whoever is trying to get rid of it has read it in detail, right? So it's been thoroughly, it's maybe not been thoroughly, but it's been looked into. So first off, that's number one, is, when somebody's looking at something or when somebody's attention is diverted somewhere, then it's more likely that other people looking at that person are going to go, "Oh, what are they looking at?" Right? So if you say, "Hey, this guy's videos are bad, this guy's articles are horrible, this guy's videos are bad," and you keep saying that, what happens is that brings attention to those items, right? That seems obvious. But at the same time, it's a bit counterintuitive because when people argue for censorship, it just seems like they don't understand the concept, right? Now, what else does it signify? So it signifies that it was read. It provides attention, and he says it's signaling that it's not boring, right? So that's important. It basically ensures that if you're looking for something that's interesting, you will find it if you follow the path of censorship. So, hey, if you're a consumer of news, if you're a consumer of literature, if you're a consumer of YouTube videos, and you want to find something interesting and edgy to watch, well, guess what? You're going to go right towards the censored information. And he brings up some examples, and it's just really interesting. that he talks about it. He says, I have just bought Tom Holland's book on the rise of Islam for the sole reason that he was attacked by Glenn Bowersock, considered to be the most prominent living scholar on the Roman Levant. Until then, I had thought that Tom Holland was just a popularizer and would not have taken him seriously otherwise. I didn't even attempt to read Bowersock's review. So there is here is a simple rule of thumb, a heuristic, to estimate the quality of research, take the caliber of the highest detractor or the caliber of the lowest detractor, whom the author answers in print, whichever is lower. I'm not exactly sure how to take that piece of information, because I'm kind of retarded. But criticism itself can be anti-fragile to repression. So basically, I mean, that's, in my opinion, that's pretty obvious. And I think this is what we're seeing in the media currently. We are seeing a situation where there was a big something called the Vox Adpocalypse that occurred last week, where there was a guy named Steven Crowder, who I've watched some of his videos. He's made a lot of comments about a guy at Vox, a gay guy at Vox. And the guy at Vox decided to attack him, but they decided to go after all of the YouTube advertisers instead. So then they had another adpocalypse where a bunch of advertisers for companies, I guess, were being cut off from YouTube creators. A lot of people are losing a lot of money. Don't want to go into all that shit. But if you want to look it up, look up the Vox Adpocalypse. You'll find plenty of information. But one result of this information is it's bringing more attention to people they're trying to censor. So what does this show? The anti-fragility of information. So what did they try to do? They tried to cut off something, and instead they exponentially increased the reaction. So that's what this, in this situation, when Nassim Taleb is talking about overcompensation, overreaction, that's what he's talking about. So you have a stressor. The stressor is the attempted censorship. Censorship is attempting to stress the source, right? It's kind of like if you load up a heavy weight on yourself, right? That weight and gravity is putting stress on your body. So if it's not heavy enough to crush you, then it will help you get stronger. That's the same with this situation. The censorship, unless it's heavy enough to totally crush you, like Laura Loomer almost, but with this, the typical way the censorship moves is it stresses the information. It puts stress on the information, but then that stress actually pushes it outwards and even makes it proliferate even further. So that's why it's anti-fragile, because there's a stressor that's applied, but the result is exponentially moves in the opposite direction of the stressor, or it moves in a disproportionate level to the stressor in the opposite direction. At least that's my understanding. So that's what I want to talk about for this little daily dose of wisdom from Nassim Nicholas Taleb. So, anti-fragile. Check it out. Peace.